There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Dave Richard will join us in just about 35 minutes to talk fantasy football, but let's talk real football first with Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Good morning, Baldy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing fantastic, man. It's good to be with you.
Very good. Thanks again for joining us. So what did you think of the Commanders acquiring a pretty big name at the trade deadline? Marshawn Lattimore comes from the Saints to the Commanders. Some pretty significant draft compensation went the Saints' way. The Commanders get a lockdown Pro Bowl-type corner that they sorely need for their secondary. What did you think of the deal?
I thought it was awesome. You know, I mean, this is what they should do. I mean, it's typically, we saw a lot of it, but, you know, good teams should raid bad teams of good players.
Mm-hmm.
And Marshawn Lattimore, I mean, so he's a Cleveland, Ohio kid. He's been a great player. He was the defensive rookie of the year, but he's had a couple of injuries. But other than that, I mean, you watch that guy go up against some of the great players in this league over the last 8 years. You know, whether it's, I mean, he loved competing with Mike Evans.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that that could travel. If you want him to go against your number one wide receiver, you feel like that's the best way to defend a football team. He loves that challenge. I think he's best in press man coverage, but whatever it is that you want to play, he's played it all. And he's a really smart guy. He's a smart football player. Got a good IQ about the game. He's an excellent tackler. And he likes the game. I mean, he's going to fit in really well with what Dan's doing, with Joe's doing on defensive side of the ball. I think it was a great acquisition.
And Baldy, it's not like it's a rental because he's under contract through 26. So you get him for two more years. Yes, they gave up a third and fourth rounder. But, heck, if you're going to get a shutdown corner, one of the best in the league, and you get him for two and a half seasons or so, hell, I'm giving up a third and fourth rounder. Absolutely.
I agree. I mean, I can find Marshawn Lattimore in the third or fourth round.
No.
Look, in 2017, the Saints had just come off three straight 7-9 seasons. And they had a draft that started with Lattimore. It was Kamara, Ramchek. And they turned around and won the division the next 3 years. I mean, he was a big part of that turnaround. And I have a feeling like, look, you're going up against Pittsburgh and Philly. You're seeing the big boys right now. You need a guy to go up against, you know, the guys that you're going to see, George Pickens, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, on and on and on. You're going to need that type of player against those type of wide receivers right now.
So, Baldy, it almost seems repetitive that we talk to you about Jaden Daniels and his success, but I love the film.
It never gets repetitive.
Yeah.
It never does.
I love the film breakdowns you do. You can go to Twitter, at BaldyNFL, same thing on Instagram. I know this week you really highlighted his poise and how he's under control.
Well, I mean, the thing is you can't get Jaden to make a mistake. I mean, whether it's the suddenness to elude pressure, corner cap blitzes that all of a sudden you blink and they're right in front of you and he just can just dodge them. He keeps his eyes down the field. He's not putting the ball on the ground. People aren't getting the ball out of his hands. The balls aren't even getting tipped in the middle of the field. Now, they're seeing two good teams in a row here. Things might change a little bit, but regardless, I mean, everybody's got defensive schemes that you have to defeat. And so his decision-making has just been elite. I don't think it's going to change a great deal. I don't think all of a sudden he's going to start throwing interceptions and being careless with the football. I mean, the guy is he's something else to watch now. I mean, I can't stop watching enough of him right now.
So what challenges is he going to face this week against Pittsburgh? Obviously, they got T.J. Watt. They went out and traded for Preston Smith. Got some really good corners, Joey Porter Jr., good secondary, good defense. What kind of problems do you think he's going to see?
Well, I mean, it's still the Steelers. I mean, nobody really blitzes and pressures quite like the Steelers do. I mean, those pressures have been run, you know, in Pittsburgh for, you know, 30 or 40 years right now. And so they've been perfected. And, you know, they went out and got Preston Smith because Alex Highsmith and Nick Herbig, the guys opposite T.J. Watt, have been injured a great deal so far this year. And they never have enough big outside linebackers that can play over a tight end, Zach Ertz in this case, or whoever, Sinat, whoever it is, that can set the edge in the run game and not let you get wide and can rush the passer. And so they might have packages right now where Highsmith and Preston and TJ and Herbig are all on the field, and you get four really good pass rushers. I mean, I could see something like that right now on that side of the ball. You know, look, they've got a rookie linebacker right now that is about as fast as any wide receiver in this league that's playing really good football. So I just think it's a team that a defense that feels like the only great defense is a scoring defense. And that's what they're trying to do out there. They're trying to not just take the ball away, but they're trying to score and help the offense as well.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. So, Baldy, one of the results from last week that had me scratching my head a little bit was the Bears. Just, it was a no-show by them when they played the Arizona Cardinals. They got thumped 29-9, and Kyler Murray didn't even have to do much. It was all basically the rushing attack that sidelined the Bears in that game. Caleb was unsteady, 22 for 41 in that game. And we saw this in the game against the Commanders. Like, he just gets the happy feet, moves off his spot, and then it's just hard for him to run the offense effectively. Are you seeing that same sort of thing from Caleb Williams?
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row, he was not good. I mean, it was a lot more than just Caleb in this game. I mean, he had the 19 incompletions that you mentioned. I thought he was wild. I didn't think he was particularly accurate, and he didn't throw the ball much on timing, but I do want to credit the Cardinals defenders, Starling Thomas and, you know, Max Melton, the rookie corner from Rutgers. I mean, they played really, really well. They were sticky in coverage, and the offensive line for the second week in a row did not protect particularly well, and when Caleb doesn't feel like he's protected, he gets on the move quick. And it's just they were just not in good sync. I'm not sure that the offense Shane Waldron is running right now is a good offense for Caleb. I'm not saying that, you know, Jaden is just such a much better choice at this point. It's only 9 weeks into the season. But the offense that Jaden is running versus Caleb is a lot more conducive, I think. It's a run-first offense. There's a lot of really, I would say the motion is really important to what Jaden is doing, and the decision-making, it looks like it's a lot easier for where to go with the ball than it is for Caleb right now.
So, Baldy, earlier you were talking about how a lot of the really good teams, they got players from the bad teams, and I'm wondering which of the moves you liked best. So the Ravens added a wide receiver in Diontae Johnson. The Bills had done that earlier with Amari Cooper. The Chiefs did that with DeAndre Hopkins. The Lions picked up Za'Darius Smith because they lost Aiden Hutchinson. Which of the moves do you think puts one of these teams over the top?
Well, I mean, you're going to see Pittsburgh this week. You're going to see Mike Williams out there. You know, he's a lot better option opposite George Pickens than what they've had. I think it's real helpful for Russell Wilson, who played real well against the Jets and Giants, to have an option like that that's 6'4" and can run and can catch go balls on the sidelines the way Pickens can. I think they're going to be a lot better. Calvin Austin in the slot, Ben Jefferson in the slot. They have a big receiving core. Tight ends are all big. You know, they're all 6'4" and taller. So I think it's helpful for Pittsburgh. And then to get Preston Smith, you know, a guy that down the road maybe, or the second half of the season. Maybe TJ doesn't have to play nearly as many slots or as many plays right now as he has been, and that probably gets him in much better position for the postseason. But I think those are really good. I think Lattimore to Washington makes a lot of sense. Za'Darius is a great guy, great teammate, good player. He'll fit into Detroit real well. He'll like it. All these guys that left bad teams and are going to contenders right now, mm-hmm. I mean, they're all coming. They're all coming to the new city with a smile on their face going, I can't believe Christmas is coming in November this year.
There's a lot of good teams, well, with good records, playing bad teams this week. I mean, Falcons, Saints.
Yep.
You've got the Vikings playing in Jacksonville. I'm not sure Trevor Lawrence is going to go. He's got a shoulder issue. Chargers hosting the Titans. Cowboys are hosting the Eagles, and Dak is, I don't know, you'd know better than me, but if your hamstring pulls off your bone, I can't imagine he's going to be back. He probably won't be back the rest of the year. But the Lions are playing the Texans on Sunday night, and then, of course, tonight, you got a pretty good one, Cincy and Baltimore. Higgins has been banged up all year for Cincy, but you know, I'm sure Burrow's going to throw a bunch of balls to Jamar. Talk about that matchup, Cincy and Baltimore tonight.
Well, they played 5 weeks ago in Cincinnati.
Yep.
And Cincinnati lost in overtime 41-38. You know, they made a mistake at the end of the game that allowed Baltimore to tie it up, and then Baltimore won in overtime with a Justin Tucker field goal. But, you know, this is the second time now. Last week, Joe Burrow threw 5 touchdown passes. He threw 5 against Baltimore. I mean, I saw Joe before that game. I announced that game in Cincinnati 5 weeks ago. And I talked to Joe briefly before the game. He's just telling me that, you know, he has to be perfect. And not perfect in the standpoint where he's got to be 25 for 25 and 300 yards, but perfect in the standpoint where he can't really make mistakes. He can't allow his defense to be on the field for a long, long time, that they've got to have Baltimore chasing them. And that's kind of how Joe, I mean, he wasn't really even celebrating after the big win and ending a losing streak last week, a home losing streak. Joe feels like he's got to be, you know, he's got to be on top of his game. Now, he's having a great season, his best season he's had so far. But, yeah, look, the Ravens secondary, they went out and got Tre'Davious White from the Rams. I don't know how much he's going to help them. They don't. It's not really a personnel standpoint in their secondary. They've got good players. They just break down in coverage. And I don't know if it's communication or what's going on, but it's not getting communicated clearly. And teams are torching their secondary. And I would expect Cincinnati to do that. But at the same time, Lamar doesn't miss. He doesn't miss a read, and he doesn't miss a throw. And the two throws he did in the last 5 minutes of the first half last week were unbelievable throws that, you know, that just put him over the top and just extended the lead to the point where, you know, he really couldn't make it a game. I mean, Lamar is just, I mean, you might have the two MVPs of the league. I know Jared Goff is in that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But they might have two MVP quarterbacks playing tonight.
Mm.
Yeah, and then the Lamar has the luxury of turning around and handing the ball to Derrick Henry. Like, can you remember a better free agency, like, marriage between a player and a team than the one that we're seeing now with Derrick Henry and the Ravens?
It's hard. It's you know, I can't process anything that fast right now. At 7 in the morning, but I said it, though. I mean, I did say that it was going to be a great marriage, you know, where Derek joined Lamar. Because which one are you really going to try to stop? And you can't really stop both effectively for all game. You can do it for a series, you can do it for a down, but you can't do it for an entire game. And really, if you go back and watch the first Cincinnati game, they did a good job on Derrick Henry for much of the game. Baltimore was in passing mode for a lot because they were playing from a 10-point deficit much of the game. Justice Hill was on the field. And then Derrick Henry came out there in the fourth quarter and hit a 50-yard run. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a matter of time before one of those two guys is going to get you in the run game. They're both capable of taking it to the house. So it is, you know, he lives in Dallas. Cowboys needed a running back. They decided that they were fine with what they had, and they're not fine. And Baltimore is on their way to the playoffs again because of it.
Baldy, last thing here, last game to talk about. This is a critical stretch for San Francisco. Of course, the division is separated by one game, top to bottom, which is kind of crazy, 9 games in. But now San Francisco, the bye probably came at a perfect time after beating Dallas. Now they got to go play Tampa on the road, okay? Still have to play Seattle the following week. And then they got to go to Green Bay and go to Buffalo. All right, so three of the next four are on the road against, you know, winning teams. And who knows about McCaffrey? He's been practicing, although limited, but they say he's got no pain. Maybe he goes, maybe he doesn't. Debo was battling an injury. Assume he's going to be okay. But talk about this stretch for San Francisco, especially since the schedule is so difficult with three out of four on the road and then possibly getting McCaffrey back.
Well, I'm going to be there on Sunday in Tampa. Okay. And, you know, you talk about the schedule. I mean, the schedule doesn't favor Tampa at all in this game. I mean, Tampa just played Monday night in overtime, got back late. San Francisco's been off and resting.
Right.
So, you know, this is a tough stretch for Tampa, too. But, look, San Francisco, if McCaffrey, I don't know what he's going to be like. I don't know. I'm reading all the clips and getting ready for the game. And if he does go, how much are we going to see him? And how effective is he going to be? And if he gets anywhere near what he was the last 2.5 years in San Francisco, their offense is going to jump. It's going to pick up. Kittle's having a great year. They're running the ball, whether it's Mason or Garendo right now, they're running the ball great. They need playmakers, you know? And so you lose Ayuk. Maybe Ricky Pearsall can pick up the slack a little bit. But I expect this offense to get back on track if Christian is anywhere near what we're used to seeing him at. If he is, and I can't believe the 49ers would put him out there, if there's any chance that he's going to re-injure or that inflammation in the Achilles are going to come back, I can't believe they're going to do that to such a valuable player. So maybe they just spoon-feed him here a little bit. But I think this team is built, you know, for this stretch that they're going to go through right now. I don't think they're going to collapse. I'm going to see him up in Green Bay in a couple weeks. They're more than capable of coming out of this thing 3-1 right now and being right in the hunt for first place and winning the division.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Okay. Baldy, thanks as always, man. Safe travels to Tampa. We'll talk to you again next week.
Always, guys. My pleasure, man.
Yes,
have a great
sir.
One.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, buddy.
That was Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious.
All right, guys. Warm days and chilly nights and mornings. You know what that means. Time to schedule a $99 heating and cooling check with the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. Yep, for just $99, an expert Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system for one low price. Take it from me. Call today for peace of mind no matter what tomorrow's weather brings. Call 1-800-GO-CROP. Or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.